Hey guys, welcome to another exciting episode of the Soul Nigerian Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Damian Rossi, aka Pastor PBB.
Baby Boy, still a PBB, really.
Well, you guys are back, and Isaac, as usual.
Yeah, Isaac Medici,
aka Big Bigs.
I'm not, you don't give me an AK. Medici is already AK. I don't understand.
Those of you that have RSVP for the live show, don't worry. When you see Isaac, just you know, call him whatever you want.
When you see me, call me Isaac, and I'll answer you. If you call me Big Big, it's all we'll go drag him out for this.
But yeah, you guys, speaking of the live show, the RSVP link from the last episode is almost, if you have not listened to the announcement episode, you will not know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
You will not know
what I'm talking about. I'm sure you'll be looking shocked that what are they talking about?
But yeah, we announced our first ever live show.
Yes, sir.
And yes, we are going to RSVP 200 people. Yeah, I think we are almost at 200 already.
Yeah.
And then those of you that are RSVP'd, we're just going to... The thing about this our live show is that we want it so intimate. Listeners only. Like, yeah. We just want to like be able to see you guys, talk to you guys, network with you guys, snap pictures. Yeah. Mostly our people, our guys.
We are doing these things. We are talking to my...
We legit want to just like connect with you guys so much. That's just why we are doing this. That's why we're not even publicizing it.
Yeah.
And there's going to be so much food. There's going to be so much... So much networking.
Yeah, you're going to meet gifts. You meet yourselves, you gist yourselves.
You understand?
You meet us, you talk to us.
Can find your life partner there.
Bro, babes good day, guys good day.
Do you understand? So like
anyone you want.
So we are almost at 200 with the RSVP link. We're going to attach it on this episode. So just those of you have not RSVP to buy the ticket. The ticket is coming out October 20.
Yes, sir.
We understand it's T-Pain era, but yeah, like, you know, for us to give it the best, we need to...
Yeah, we need to put... We need to take from your pocket. Small. Nothing too much. Just small from your pocket.
And it's our first ever live show. It means a lot to us that we're going to see some of you guys. We need to see some of the names at the comments.
See, all of you that used to talk on Spotify... Comment on YouTube, everything. At us on Twitter, DM us on IG and all that. This is the time to come and be telling us all those things one-on-one.
Yes, let's hear it.
Let's hear it one-on-one.
Yes, and you also see Isaac. You might probably see the suits, but I mean...
You see Damiro suits. That's your suit. It's not probably. I'll make him wear that suit. Definitely.
But yeah, moving on. This episode, by the way, is just to tell you how some of you know that you are struggling to decipher if that person likes you or not. Or if that person likes you as much as you like them. You're yet to tell you that person does not like you at all.
Mm.
They're yet to tell you nobody likes you.
Don't be harsh. If you're feeling insecure that somebody is treating you one kind, or you don't know if your partner really likes you, or they're no more interested or something.
Yeah.
This episode is for you.
Yeah. But before we go on, I want to read one interesting email that was sent. This is from Olamide. Olamide, shout outs to you. If you're listening, shout outs to you. Much love. She says, firstly, Olamide, who is Uncle Arose?
Oh, this is so cute.
She says, dear Uncle Arose and Uncle Isaac, I am Olamide, 17 years. Olamide, I'm only 18. I'm not, don't call me uncle.
Since old man came in 18, really. You made us clock 30 last month. Old man.
I started my podcast when I was 13 out of my love for radio. Oh, wow, impressive. Radio shows and interacting and having meaningful conversations with people from all walks of life. This month was my podiversary. 4 years of doing this podcasting. Ah, you know, easy. You're just like us. We'll soon celebrate 5 years. That's why we have to do our live show. That's why you guys need to come. Almost 5 years and we haven't done a live show.
That's all our means of doing live show. It's time for you guys to meet us.
It's time for you guys to see you. I really love listening to your podcast. You are both effortlessly funny. No shade on Uncle Arose, but Uncle Isaac is funnier.
No man.
Shade sticky. Olamide, you're shading Uncle Arose.
We do respect to shade you.
And listening to you always cracks me up. I always listen to your podcast with the volume turned all the way up, and my sister enjoys listening with me.
Thank you so much.
It's so amazing to see podcasters I know doing amazing things. It inspires me so much. I would love to invite you as guests on an episode of my Olamide. We are really down. Isaac is going to be in contact with you since he's the funnier one.
Yeah, crazy, better reach out to.
I believe we can work something out. The recording process is quite easy. You'll have to be sent. Definitely. But down, just let us know whenever. Olamide, just let us know whenever. And then, since Isaac is funny, I think you guys already.
Yeah, allow this to go now. Why did they emphasize Olamide, Chris?
But yeah, moving on. Let's get to today's episode. And usually, like, you guys rate us 5 stars, subscribe to our YouTube.
Yes, sir. Please.
Subscribe, follow us on Instagram as well. Share this. And please don't also hear your comments, you know. You guys just, you know, drop your comments for us. We love you guys always commenting. So, Isaac, how do you notice when somebody is like romantically interested in you? Like, how do you tell? How can you tell? You guys, you can see that, like, I'm on such a chill vibe today, because you guys, I can't even lie to you. As I listen to this episode, you are going to receive another episode in 4 days. We are going hard.
Back to back. You would have been telling us on Twitter that we're going back. See, we haven't been saying this since that. When the facility comes, we'll give you back to back. You think it's in a joke. Now the facilities have come, are not disappointing. How do you guys... No, but okay, people have been thanking us. I was about to say nobody's showing us
appreciation. Benjazi.
Thank you for
Benjazi, shout-out to you.
Shout-out to you, man. Shout-out to you.
Benjazi, say this way we don't drop back-to-back. Same like we don't the cash out.
Not good. We're also like Nigerian big man. We don't say it's good.
Oh, yeah. Shout-out to good. Spotify. Spotify gave us studios to just, you know, make the video experience very... That's why you guys need to subscribe on YouTube and also watch on Spotify, on YouTube. Yeah. Those of you that are outside Nigeria, you can watch
video. Yeah, you can watch on YouTube, yeah.
I saw somebody's comment on... somebody also had a comment one time on how the person was kind of like laughing at my facial expressions. I just realized, you know, I think I watched an episode and I just realized I might be very dramatic in my face. Yeah, you people don't know. Also, random. Somebody said, Justin also listened to Old Soul Nigerian. I think this was in Post NYC Depression, a tweet. And then somebody like listened to Old Soul Nigerian episodes on adulthood and Post NYC struggles. They are the only podcast that talks about things like that. Asharast. Much love. We help you steam off and get a glimpse of task ahead in a cool way.
Thank you so
much. Football Pigeon. That's your tweet. We saw it. Lawala, you said my favorite. Just binge 3 episodes of So Nigerian back to back at work. Love. Paul Olawale says, Paul, you're my guy. Damian Rose is always on point. One of my favorites is normalized. I know, these are people that.
You support nonsense. That is why it's on point now. It's not live shows that it was.
Normalizing the food.
Let me look for example.
Paul, you're my guy. Shout out to you. And then Lawal says, my favorite Nigerian politician is Amis George. Was listening at work and was just laughing. Shout out to you guys. Yeah, so moving on, Isaac, how do you know, like, what are the signs that you know that somebody's not interested in you, bro?
Bro, first things first, it's very easy these days. When the person is not giving you the same energy, when they're not reciprocating energy, I think it's just a message. Like, energy in sense of you text, they are replying late, and their communication is clearly not giving the same energy as yours. You should always take that as a cue that, okay, this person is not interested. Fair enough, some people are just very busy and they don't have the time to like chit-chat and all that. But like, I just feel like personally, if they don't communicate that, oh yeah, I'm busy right now, I can't talk to you right now, and they're just giving you that like one word reply, blah, 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 I feel like you should just notice that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So once they're not reciprocating energy, I think it's a message. Because to be fair, if you like someone, you always want to do the same thing they're doing for you. You want to do things back. If they're calling you, you're calling back. But once you just see that everything that's been done is one-sided, Baba, Mama, take that message and just step.
And it's crazy because, bro, like, I feel like some people might just actually be busy. Some people are very, like, poor at communicating. But, like, when you see them in person, when you actually, like, in that... You know that
in their space
is bro, is good vibes and good energy. So that one, Loki can be dicey, but yeah, like it still has a very strong suit because energy doesn't lie.
Yeah, energy doesn't lie. Fact.
Energy
fact.
Doesn't lie. Once conversation has fused, transactional more than engaging, bro.
Yeah.
Especially someone is hot and cold today. They are it's a major red flag to me, to be honest, you know, bro. Like, they'll just make themselves available at their own convenience.
At their own convenience, yeah. They only reach out to you when they need something or something, yeah.
You know, there's no real effort to maintain that connection or that energy with you. Just almost see, and just reading between the lines as a guy and as a girl that this person is not feeling me.
Yeah,
this person is not feeling me, that kind of thing. You just know. You will know. And regardless, like, me, for example, now, there's a way if I'm moving to a girl, like, if I meet somebody and I ask, oh, what's your name? Like, maybe I compliment you off and I ask, oh, what's your name? And you didn't even ask what's my name back. That's enough energy. That's enough for me. Like, you don't ask, you don't want to know my own name. I don't move on. I don't
know. Bro, dude, yeah. No, but, I mean, that's actually a first sign. Yeah. You know, like, yeah. One-on-one. But to be fair, someone who I met and had a thing with, like, years ago, we met at the party and, like, the vibe I got from her was... She was like, because introduced me to her, she was like, she never even be like that. Like, and then like the next day, I got her, I think BBN at that time, BBN PIN back then. And like, I texted her, like,
she like,
I don't say you go talk about it.
Me and Olamide now, because I was just 17. You know the thing.
Yeah, but you know, she talks to you know funny rich Risha. I don't say go pay you.
Oh yeah, nah.
Your age mates get they relate to my jokes fast.
but yeah, like me for me or that me I like bro like make I like make my partner like person that mean I see. Maybe get good story tell or this is how you met.
Maybe it'll be yappa.
Bro, like maybe fairy tale love. Like, oh, from the onset, from the first day I set my eyes on you, the first day we talked.
Love everything, at first sight.
Everything was good vibes. Like she, you know, I asked her name, she asked me my crack joke. I don't crack joke, compliments you and ask your name. You never bother ask my own name back. I'm a king, bro. I'm a king, bro. And I get pride. I will just take my that's enough because if somebody really wants to know you, they will want to know your name.
Yeah,
do you understand? Like, so, bro, just simple how about you. That's enough sign for me. She doesn't even say, how about you? And I go toast you the rest. But she didn't even do how about you. Just say, Shaliwa. And then she just, they do it since they do, or just they look. Now, just say, Shaliwa, day or day.
Time to take my leave.
Do you understand? Bro. So, but then it's different because someone can also be very shy. You know, some people have not that much.
But you can see shyness and like when they're shy, they probably like blush. Like if you say that, how are you now? You say, ah, do you understand?
They play. You never see energy like the way babes. There's some babes that like that socially awkward. They're not probably shy. There's some people that are just socially awkward.
Yeah.
They might actually want to talk to that person. They might actually find that person physically attractive, but because they're socially awkward, it's just very hard or difficult for them to have conversations when they're in public.
Yeah.
So like those kind of people now, it makes it harder, you know, in terms of like shyness can look like disinterest, but bro, that's just how the person is. Like person cannot just
fair enough, Sean.
Person might not just, you know, they might be nervous and just not know how to communicate that okay, this is what is going on. So, you know, bro, like it's a different point range. You get like, and if you're not like me and you go with that person, and that person ends up giving you contact and you guys end up talking and they actually keep a good text conversation, do you understand? You just know that, okay, oh, yes, so do you understand? Like, they connect in subtle ways, like they remember details, they ask questions. You just know that this person was just shy
at the beginning,
initially. Like, this person, you just know that, like this person can maybe be interested in me, that kind of thing, bro. Have you ever been in a situation where the signs, bro, like somebody liked you, like somebody romantically involved with you, like person, babe, they feel you, but like you don't accept the signs. Bro, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're listening to this episode right now, if you guys have ever been in a situation where like somebody really likes you, but like you don't really like the person, like so every sign, every comment, you just
they meow.
Guys, have you been in that kind of situation before? Like,
bro, I have, man. I can't lie. Was in my postgraduate days, like, there was this particular person. And, like, so when it became, like, final was when, like, the person now finally, like, came clean and stopped giving, like, signs. And came clean, like, bro, she even went to the extent to say, like, bro, she has already told her mom about me, like, no jokes. Like, that even goes to be, her mom prays for me. I'm like, bro, I just told her she see. Not gonna lie, Because the truth is, I had known from the jump. So it was like towards the end of the first semester. And I never talk to anybody. Do you? I just always my own, go to class, come back, blah, blah, blah. Do you understand? But then she now came sit next to me one day. And like, we were really yelling, like, we did crack jokes. Like, we really, so we became guys. She introduced me to her own friends. And like, I started moving with the squad. Mm. Then I started seeing the signs. Oh, what is my husband, my baby? Me say, I'm going to give him my wife vibe back. Do you understand? But like, I never so, really meant it.
So you didn't indulge
her. I don't know that we did joke with, you know, until she like, finally opened up and told me, like, bro, it's actually really low. And I'm like, sorry, man. Like, I just told my guys, like, sorry. Like, I already, and at that point, I was
feeling so. You my husband. You're seeing that guy.
I didn't put on. They do have my husband. You know, it's office wife, husband, husband. They do have my husband.
But did you have anything
to do?
Bad boy.
Moving on.
Bad boy T. Bad boy, man.
Yeah, you don't kill me.
You used that.
I didn't do anything.
You used that.
I beg you. I didn't do anything.
Use that. You were calling my husband in the bedroom. Just for you to say, ah, beg, I don't be husband. Men are scumbags.
No. I didn't want to hurt her feelings at that time now. Do you understand?
That's one thing that you see, that the same way, babe, like, you know that just about one guy, that guy that collected $5,000.
£8,000.
You can't even imagine that. Like, you know you're not romantically interested.
Yeah. In
you, but you collect that kind you of collect money.
Are we playing?
That's a women dominated field. That's like women dominated field. The obvious thing that you know that why this man is helping you set up your business
because he wants something
potentially like to, you know,
be romantically involved
with you. You know, he's trying to like, you know, build up something. But women, they know they go blind.
They go like, hey, it's my just friend.
It's just a friend.
Let me give you this funny gist. So once I was in public bus,
yeah,
and I sat in front with the driver. Mm. The driver, bro, I'm not even joking. Like, this guy was speaking proper English, like proper English. So like his girlfriend from the conversation, his girlfriend, she owns a shop. So she brought in new goods. So she needed like a bus that will carry the goods from where it was to her shop. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I think he had been delaying because he was on the road now. Do you get?
Yeah.
So he now told her that. So when we're in the bus, she now told him that, oh, somebody had helped her carry the goods. The guy now asked, who's the person? She now said, he's just a friend. See, immediately the bus driver caught the call. Then she now called back again, like, ah, why did you call the call? And then said, he's just a friend. The guy was, she was like, yes, now that, he's even my neighbor. That and I said, your neighbor, somebody left his office. Came to, so like a far distance, come and carry it for you. He take, he's just a friend. She said, yes, the guy lost caught the call. See, when you're ready to tell me, you answer me. Yeah, that shows funny as hell, man.
Funny, yeah, people can be that kind.
People can actually be that kind, though.
But, like, let's not lie. Do you understand?
You said if you're not, you go reason out to know.
You'd be like, that is the same, the context here. Yeah, the context of like, okay, women can collect money from like men that they just see as friends that they don't want to date.
Mm.
Now, the same way, man, feel knack, baby, like, you know, want dates. But because, say, you know, see, now, is it cherry?
Guy, you bought.
Do you understand? So, all of man or woman, all of us, they use ourselves.
Everybody, I didn't know the day.
Now, let me spin this the other way. Like, I've ever been in a situation where you obviously, this person don't like you, but you don't want Greece, so they don't like you.
Guy, no answer that question. Move on, babe.
Bro.
No, I feel like everybody has been there, though.
Bro, like, you'll never be able to understand. Like, you just be like what else
can I do?
You know the funny thing, like, it's not like, bro, like, you probably like friends and like you say you are ready, like, you won't date the friends, but the feeling is you just express yourself that, bro, like, I want more, but you know, the girl just I just really like you, like your friend, like, like, I don't want us to go too deep into
I know the painful thing about that, and sometimes the person can be giving you like some kind of green flag.
That's one thing about like that situation is that some days great, some days, do you understand? So like, so one thing about women, yeah, that I just realized is, or people in general, like, they would give you just like the way you're leading that, you're
leading, don't do that.
The way you kept on doing my husband, doing my wife, do you understand? You're giving her hope, you're giving her something to hold on to. That's the babes too. Like,
you need hope.
They would do, maybe some days they will just respond to the flirting. They will just respond to the flirting. Do you understand?
You go believe.
So you too, you go believe, say,
I don't hope, account.
They say something. So you go, they hold on to that small thing.
Maybe one day she call you big head. Or maybe because for Twitter they say big head now, so I say she love you.
Or maybe she give you one peck one day, and that peck, unless you go and hold on to her for 3 months.
Bro, make I boast to you. The game won't be we. I did my house. Like me and I used to talk with the other, and I was feeling her. Do you understand? Then she just ran, but she used to yell me, "Oh, I see you as a friend." Then one day she just randomly ordered me chow.
Yeah.
Guy, as in that night, I was saying, "See, let me not lie to you. I know you really like me." Like, cause that chow was like, he was just surprised now. Do you understand? Yeah. I was like, "No." She was like, "No, it's just a friendly gesture." I say, like this chow, cause nobody don't buy me chow that time.
You understand?
This chow you bought for me.
Do small thing for man like this.
No, you actually like me. Almost she say like to you, the friendship ended. Nothing for me. Nothing.
Yeah, I'm gonna trigger PTSD.
This one is fine. I'm in happy place now.
Only
God knows where she is today.
Bro, you see, don't worry, you hold on to that hope because you're already invested. And you know, as Nigerian men, like, bro, they don't want grief or rejection. Like, I will take time, I'm ready, I'll fight for the love. Me, I can't even lie, I'm the kind of person, yeah, like, bro, like, there's a way you fight for love. Man, if you fight for love, I know if you die for love. Like, if I don't illusory the points with my self respect,
yes, we're
not the diminish. I just step out. But bro, like, if you genuinely like somebody, it's a very hard
way to die for the matter.
We go fight for him, but like, bro, if you know, two way,
let me give you this.
If it be two way thing, bro, it's just
let me give you this personal. This one, pay me. You pay me for the person. So like, there's someone I used to talk to here. Like, we've been talking for months, do you understand? And the person was giving me the same, "Oh, we're just friends" vibe, do you understand? Then, and outside, dating somebody else. Bro, this babe sent me the longest text ever. Like, when she found out I had a girlfriend. You didn't find it, you didn't deem it necessary to call me or inform me. This, that. I'm like, bro, you say you know me, do you understand? Guy, this baby blocked me till today. We've not communicated till today. In that situation, who did wrong?
Nah, I don't know, but I think it's her in the aspect of, bro, like, why do you need to know? Like, you already established you don't want
something. You don't want someone. Do you understand?
Like, I tried, I've moved on. Do you understand? Now, like, obviously, like, we're keeping the relationship casual because you established that you don't want this. And now I'm moving on. I found someone else. I'm trying to connect them.
Yeah.
Connected with that person.
Yeah.
And I'm getting mad. And that's one thing about women. Women always, like, you know, they're very confused when it comes to their feelings.
Yeah.
Even men, like, I'm not
yeah. Really, like, yeah. Men too can be very.
Everybody, happy. You know.
In that situation, what helped me most was
there's always something, you know. I feel like when it comes to like relationship, there's or feelings or romantic feelings. There are always things that, you know, you somehow have a level of feelings for this person, but there are probably other factors. Maybe I know where you are in life, there are other things you're battling that will not just allow you want to continue a prospective relationship with this person.
Yeah.
So in that aspect, you just end up confusing your mind, like, because you really cannot really make up your mind.
Yeah.
But you have, your mind is also made up in an aspect of you don't want to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
And maybe you don't want to also be in a relationship with that person, you know, maybe because there's something about that person that just makes you But then there are other qualities of that person that makes I wouldn't mind, you know, being with this person. So now everybody, it happens. I don't know if you guys listen, you guys understand. So like, if you guys understand, you guys can drop comments, you know, just, you know, tell us that, okay, yeah, this is how it is. But what are some non-verbal things that you just realize that, okay, well, this person does not like me, or that kind of thing?
Bro, if I crack joke and you are faking laugh or you don't laugh at all, I will just know that, you know, because me, I know I'm funny. Do you understand? Olamide has already established that. Do you understand?
Olamide, they don't give you.
See, she has already established it. So, if I crack jokes and you don't laugh, if I'm talking to you and like you're not paying attention, I just give you a feeling that you're not interested. Do you understand? And if I notice a pattern, I don't just judge off one situation, like, oh, maybe. Like what I did with that one, I told you, like, they introduced me to her and she wasn't really paying attention. Yeah, I will give you another chance, you understand? But if I notice a pattern in like behavior, like, I'll just tell her, okay, you know, so if I'm talking to you, you're not giving that vibe, you know? If you're giving one, if it's texting and you're giving one word reply, then yeah, I think that one, that's a sign.
I think for me, yeah, one thing that you don't understand is for non-verbal, you know, cues is mostly for non-verbal, like, affirmations in terms of, like, things like body language. I'm the kind of person that I feed off energy. So when I'm with you, I'm actually seeing how your hands are. And obviously, if I'm romantically interested, I can do things like hug you. The way you hug me when you see. If they give me side hug so much, if they give me handshake anytime you see, I don't really know. See, because if you like me, go give me front hug now. You go, bro. See, there's a way babe will hug you. She even, she even kick her leg backwards.
This is a Korean thing,
bro. Like, let's be for fucking real. Like, they even kick their legs back. You know, so like, bro, she hug you like your chest now, happy place, that kind of thing. Like, you go know that this babe, you do understand. Like, I read things like that. Like you said, you know, if babe like you, there's no way she no go laugh, tap your shoulder, even if they say you talk no funny.
Yeah,
all those kind of like little things. Obviously, like different women, you know, different women and different laughing techniques. But you know, one thing is reoccurring, that same men really like person, they're really loud. Isaac, stop, Joe. Isaac. That's what I mean. And me, like I said, man, eye contact, bro. Eye contact, the way you laugh, like, if they're always avoiding eye contact, or, bro, they try old hands, and they know the, my brother, I just read between the lines.
Read straight up,
I don't like you. Do you understand, bro? They're always crossing their arms when they're talking to them. You know, you see me beep, they fold arm, they talk to you. They drop your wrist, she's folding her arms and talking
like,
to you.
She's like, bro, get it done quick.
Bro, like, let's be, do you understand, bro? Lack of physical touch. Just, bro, they're not just mirroring your actions. You just like, like, this person, nobody like me like that. And it can be all in your head. That's what I'm saying. Different individuals. But me, I feel like there's so many things you can read. Eye contact, bro. You can literally talk to somebody that do not look at your eyes, or like, it's a way babe will look at you when they talk to you. You know, I have this one.
I get out for palm.
Like, do you understand? Like, just, really, you don't, you could just say, like, this one, this babe likes me.
Yeah.
You could just know. But once, you know, they do all these things that I don't mention. My brother, I just know.
He's gone.
My sister,
move to the next fish.
If that guy is not trying to hold back of your waist, he's not trying to hold your hand to cross the road, he's not trying to hold your hand to enter, like,
you are not intentional about certain things.
Or you guys are walking together and he's walking in your front, you're walking behind
him. Or you're walking on the road and he's not on the side where car is.
I don't like you.
No, like you. Now your bro be that.
Bro, just say that brother doesn't like
you.
That year for see you for coming out here. If you know David BB, like if you know David BB, you know me guys see you with. Or you know me your guys see you with. Or you maybe
walk for front.
Go walk for front, she take for back.
Scum.
She go walk for front, or maybe she walk for front, maybe walk for her back.
Because you walk out slow, they swing your back like
you see,
you just like you walk slowly.
Or you go, you know the way like a couple, you know when couples are walking, you know that.
Yeah.
You know that
this people are dating. This or there's something
together, between this or they like each other. But you know, see, you be like you just want for another interest, not romantic interest.
What's that interest?
You know,
specify.
You know, men, we are not all babies here. Maybe Olamide is a baby. But we are not all babies here. You guys should listen to Olamide's podcast, off-air podcast. Yeah. So you just read between the lines, that kind of thing. Like, I'm only podcasting at PG-18, you know. So Olamide don't listen.
You know how many Olamides are out there?
But yeah, like, you just realize, basically, you know, you just look at things like that, like from the way you're moving, that kind of thing. Like, you just know a couple the way they are.
Yeah.
But once the guy, they waka, like, say, they waka with Sinji, my sister, gather yourself first.
Just move to another person.
And if after, after listening to this episode, I genuinely gonna ask that person, what actually are we? Like, if you're still,
bro, confused. Do you understand? You have to be, and that's even the next talking point. Like, how can communication help in clarifying romantic intentions? Like, I feel like when you're confused about these things, like when you see as a guy, let me tell you the truth. When you notice any sign, do you understand? Don't second guess it, just ask the person. Like me now, when I say someone bought me child. Do you understand? I was straight with the person. What does this thing mean? Do you understand? Like, as my status changed, do you now love me? You no longer see him as a friend, right? There's now more to it. Do you understand? Like, you have to clarify things.
We may have to collect 10 million naira investment money for their business. And you could assume it doesn't mean anything.
See, I always feel like,
why do you take 10 million naira?
I always feel like they know. But I give you 10 million naira to start a business. No.
See, now that guy collect 8k pounds. What do you think he means? I now want to dump her. How now?
We go marry.
Wow.
Straight up, bro. Yeah, you whining me. So yeah, you have to clarify, man. You have to, so that you don't get your feelings hurt. Do you understand? There's no point imagining or dreaming or wishing that,
bro,
you meant something.
You will literally just dodge unnecessary.
Bro, do you understand? So just ask the right questions, man. Like, do you like me? Or did this thing mean anything?
Where do you see this going?
Do you understand? Exactly. Just be clear.
One thing that from me, like, any babe that I've even talked to, like, romantically, like, from the first 1 week, 2 weeks, I say, shorty, these are my intentions.
Bro, straight up.
Because I don't even have the time.
Yeah.
Bro, like, I'm at the age where I won't lock in.
You know, be yapper.
Do you understand? Like, bro, I know they talk too much. Like, bro, like, see you.
See, lucky.
See, if I want us to be praying together, this is what this is. If I want us to, if I want to marry you, like, if I see that somebody I want to marry, like, I want to potentially marry you, like, everything, like, just from the intention, tell, bro, what's your plan? Do you understand? It's not like I say, you know, the guy is in Nigeria, you are in Canada, and you are still talking and getting romantically involved with each other.
Yeah.
Just stressing yourself. You know, what's the guy's plan? Do you plan on relocating? He does not plan on relocating.
But what if they just like their long distance like that? What if the guy likes long distance?
And that's their business. So those clarity, like, he always just tells, like, where is this going?
Yeah.
See Isaac now, they buy Isaac child. You know, they had for woman buy Isaac child. Isaac got asked, like, what does this mean?
Are you a fool? You say, what does this mean?
They should my guy.
Small affection.
He's asking, what does this mean?
But I feel like that happens to every man now.
Do you know what I mean? Some people are so kind. You know, some people are just being kind.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it takes us to, like, bro, like, people are just being nice, you know, and people are just being nice, and then you just accept it as a form of them being romantically interested.
Yeah.
Bro, like, do you understand? Some people say, because I replied, text, I start thinking about something, no. But you know one thing about women can be delusional, like, not even women, like, people can be delusional, like, just like Isaac's situation now, like, he was clearly saying, my wife. Is she like, bro, that's how Shorty's gonna call person, baby. And bro, like, they don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah. Hey, it's just a title.
Do you understand?
It's just a title.
So, like, you could just be...
No, but to be fair, yeah, like, there are female friends that I call babe or dear or something, do you understand? But the consistency is what matters. If I'm calling you babe every day, Omo, I don't feel like I get crush on you.
Omo, if anybody call me babe now, I don't catch feelings. If anybody calls me babe right now...
Yeah, look, those things have subtle effects.
Once you call me dear, I'm dear. Once you call me dear, I'm live and direct. I'm there, bro. So, like, all those things are very hard. Do you understand?
Yeah.
What do you think about people that, like, clearly they avoid stating, you know, say, okay, well, I like this person, like, they just avoid it, they just be merry going around. What those manipulative, confused people?
I dread those are they call them time wasters. Do you understand? Time wasters. I see it. Once I get a vibe from you, do you understand? I just step. When I know that, see, most times they're probably just benefiting something from you. Either you are, maybe it's a transactional thing, maybe. Any small thing, oh babe, I'm hungry. Oh, do you understand? You go and wire them money, or they just like the attention you give them. Do you get? That's another thing. So, like, when you notice that this person, this friendship or like situation is not going anywhere, but like they are still trying to keep you around, I think it's just a good time to step. So you need to do some self-reflection or relationship reflection. So when you see that, oh, this person clearly doesn't like you, but they're benefiting from something in some way, and it's hurting you mentally or emotionally, I think it's just best you step. Do you get, like, there's no point wasting your money or your time or your emotions, to be fair.
Yeah, because another thing is that some people, it's very hard to reject someone outrightly. You know,
real true shot.
Do you understand? And they don't want to hurt people's feelings. Like,
yeah,
I'm the kind of person that I think it's very hard. You wouldn't know how to tell somebody that, you know what, I don't feel the same way that you feel for me. So in that kind of situation, it's very hard, you know, like, so they just keep the person around.
Yeah.
And it just becomes messy. So I just feel like that's, just find a way, man. Just find a way to be blunt and just be direct and just say, this is how it goes, you know. That's one thing I always say, like, stating your intentions clear from the onset. Because, bro, another thing is that, like you said, you might also, like, worry about losing a friendship.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Or the social dynamics, do you understand? Just like a shared group. All those kind of things will just, you know, it will just make things very hard for them to let go of that person.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes tough, man. Bro. Another thing is, I think, like, the biggest advice I have for you to know if somebody's actually into you or... it's just trusting your gut and just the evidence is in front of you. Like, things are doing. Actually, see it. If you are still unsure, don't be afraid of that conversation. Just put aside all the way. What are you? Bro, it's better to know where you are, where you stand, than to invest emotional energy into uncertainty. Do you know how deep and invested you can get into emotional energy, bro? And heartbreak, you guys don't even understand the power,
bro,
of heartbreak.
Bro, it can affect every other part of your life.
You don't understand how deep heartbreak. So, like, you, before you get to that point, don't waste anybody's. I've had situations where, like, tell the girl more. I really cannot see this going anywhere. Like, bro, like, I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the right energy space for this. I can't do this. I'll tell her up front. Like, you know, funny things are, I've been in a situation where I told her or more, like, I can't lie to you, I'm not ready for, bro. Like, I told her from the second week, like, we're texting. I told her, bro, like,
but you're in charge
of something. Do you know funny thing? No, I didn't, nothing.
Are you serious?
I didn't. I'm not that kind of person.
Proud of you.
I'm not
I raised you right.
I'm not that kind of person, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I told her, you know, I let her know. And bro, fine girl, everything, bro, the energy, like, don't worry, everything was right. But obviously, like, I do not want a relationship at this moment. Like, I'm trying to lock in. I do not want to do this at that moment.
Yeah.
So obviously I tell her and bro, she knows Steven Gray. And me, I don't tell you, like, we still kept in contact. Like, you always say, you know, that's in our friend. You still be friends now. And occasional flirting, we see the go.
Yeah.
And I'm just a man. So
I'm going to go flashback.
I'll even do worse.
You reciprocate energy.
Do you understand? Like, bro, it got to the point where, it just got to one point where we can't gas. It was almost time for us to see each other. Like,
yeah. Everything was still online.
Everything was still online.
Oh, okay, okay, like, okay.
Online, FaceTime, everything. Yeah. Do you understand? It was time. More. I just, before we see, like, and I just even reason now. And I did try locking. So, phones don't even do for that lifestyle.
I was a big no kid.
First every day for missing 2 months. Like, she gets, like, just guys, you guys see as a man, you just be with the option, just do things. Just like, obviously, I know I was just want to waste this girl's time. And I didn't have the resources to waste this girl's time. I don't have the resources to waste this girl's time. So why am I wasting my time, my resources, everything? Do you understand?
Yeah.
So, bro, like, and like I said, like, she looks no longer, like, she kept in communication and
applying pressure.
Bro, it got to one point, like, bro, we just had, like, a very stern conversation one time, and yeah, like, everything was just outrightly said, and we never heard from each other again.
Are you serious? Till today?
Till today, man. Bro. Because I've also been in a situation where I had to lie to that person that I'm in a relationship. Somebody, like, that kind of thing. So, like, just because some people will not go agree, like,
they don't get the message.
Some people know doesn't get the memo.
They feel like,
an aspect where she will send me messages and reply a message in the evening. Send me a message in the morning and reply a message in the evening.
You not go reply anyone at all.
She will reply one message. Like, is that not enough? Is that not enough?
People should have self-respect. So.
And you see me posting Instagram story. And I'm saying, bro, like,
relaxing the pain.
Bro, do you understand? Like, I feel like in my head, I'm giving you cues. Yeah. But I could have just been very blunt.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I've been blunt, like I've said it. Do you understand? And I feel like it's the same thing with women. Do you understand? And one thing about men, when men they love, men who get shame. Because they spam men men we reach, they spam you gifts.
Bah, bro.
They'll be sending you, they'll be sending you 4 million, 5 million, everything just for you to just like everything.
Say yes to them. Yeah.
Oh, and then when babes don't reply, if you tell you I'm in the salon, or what the guy will just, you know, like you now. You know, with babes they will strategically like build, you just enjoy small.
I'm in the salon. You say, ah, what here are you doing? How much do you what's you send me the bill here though?
So these kind of things, do you understand? So like it's tough, man.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever misinterpreted kindness or friendliness?
I already said it now. Kissing by me gifts. I misinterpreted that, there. But I mean it's all
good. Bro, people are just being caring and thoughtful, but
yeah.
If they have invested, they're caring and thoughtful to you.
This economy, you're caring and thoughtful to me. We're going to get married.
Anybody will send me food now.
Yeah.
If you text me, do you love me? Like, I said, do you want me to climb bed and spread my ash for you?
I beg.
If you send me food now, I'll just like open my legs. Like, what do you want to do to me? Because what kind of woman of care and thoughtfulness is that?
Bro, this economy. Nah, man, nothing like that. If I buy you gifts in this economy and you're not my girlfriend, just know that there's something going on.
Bro,
I can't lie to you.
Bro, I don't think you people understand how important it is for you to recognize that somebody. That's why we are doing this episode. Because I know you can be just talking to somebody right now, that kind of thing. People just started talking. You know, there are people like you. Somebody listening. So, like, I think it is very important to recognize it earlier. Like, it's very, very critical.
Yeah.
Because, bro, once you start to add emotional energy into it, bro, the earlier you recognize and accept that they're not interested in you.
If you go and lock into it,
bro.
See, you better make you lock into your own, into your business or whatever, and lock into relationship.
Emotional.
Anything that is. That will emotionally stress you. Man, don't do that.
That emotional entanglement, you know, feel free.
Don't do that, man.
Even when you're cheating on your partner, that emotional entanglement that you're already having with somebody, bro. See, it's going to be very hard for you to, like, move on early. It's very easy to move on early than when it gets in too deep.
Yeah.
Because when you prolong something that isn't going anywhere, you just know that, that's when you start finding, like, bro, even when you try to end it, you're still stuck in their social media. I still listening to songs that remind you of them.
Yeah.
Bro, don't worry. It's flipping hard. She gets. So, just, you know, I feel like also learning how to respectfully communicate your lack of romantic interest self is very important.
Yeah.
But, like, how can you do that?
Bro, it's just being blunt, like you said, like, yo. But if the person is me, I won't lie. I was about to say something when you're talking about your experience.
Yeah.
If the person is doing too much or more, just ghost. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm sorry. That might be insensitive, but like, if I've communicated that, bro, I don't like you. Literally, that's my experience with that babe from my former school. I was going to ghost if she didn't block me because it was becoming too like. When she's around me, she's touchy, she's trying to hold hands. Before, like, I would allow those things because we were friends. But when I knew that her being touchy was giving her, like, another meaning, I just knew that this relationship had to end or this friendship had to end in some way, you get. So, communicate clearly. Just let them know that, see, I swear to you on my life, nothing is going to happen between us. I don't see you that way, do you understand? If they don't agree, just ghost, to be fair. But if you, in your heart of heart, see that something might likely come out from this relationship, then yeah, you can still, you know, ride on with them.
Well, yeah, you guys, just make sure you have open communication and make sure you click on the RSVP link
in
the bio. Follow us on Instagram. Everywhere, you guys, we are hoping to give you guys the best show. And we just need you guys to just come out, support us.
That's all we need from you guys.
Support us. Ticket link will be out October 20. And then you guys, for the show, is November 23rd. If dates change, if venue change, anything, we'll make sure we communicate that
at the appropriate time. Yeah.
So you guys, much love. I give you guys, bro, as I listen to this episode, by Monday, Tuesday, you're getting another one. We recorded like 3 episodes a day. Like,
on ground.
I'm never going to lie, we have like 4 episodes down. Like, bro, like, we are actually...
We are locked in.
We are tired. We are locked in to give you guys so much episodes and just help you guys enjoy the whole podcast journey, man. Because who knows now, if you know if you can't do next year. So that you have no day next year. So as we did now, enjoy us.
Enjoy us now.
So please and please listen, share, subscribe and comment. Drop your comment down below.
Yes, sir.
And see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Next episode is on extended family.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that.
See, we don't give very you, funny. We don't give you the
very
next,
relatable.
After that extended family, we have an episode next of Nigerian Wedding. We brought on, like, episodes on choke. After that, I'm going to have one, brought a doctor for you to talk about smoke. God, with the yachts.
He park.
With the yachts.
He choke.
And we still get our life. We see, Isaac Dana, like this, they do work meets now as they record. So just know.
The grind, see, we're going out for you guys. Don't worry.
So the only way you guys can repair us is coming to the live show. Yes, click sir. On the RSVP link if you know you're going to buy tickets. Those of you that click on the RSVP, we're going to send you the ticket link. And then you guys, bro, we are not posting on social media. It's our next season that we'll post on social media, do video, do radio, everything. We want something that our very own people. You get. So, like, see you guys. Much love.
Bye, guys. Mwah.